You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Peter Donaldson has died. He'd had cancer. For many years, Peter was Radio 4's chief announcer and a great friend of this programme, those of us who worked on it and those who listened to it. His voice, unmistakable.
Police in the Berkshire town of Hungerford have surrounded a building and are talking to the gunman who ran amok this afternoon.
We heard a few moments ago that the Labour leader, John Smith, has died. He was 55 and had suffered a massive heart attack earlier this morning. Mr. Smith was taken...
The headlines again. Political leaders in the United States are on the verge of a deal to avert big tax rises and spending cuts. But there'll be no agreement in place before New Year's Day in Washington, so the US will topple over its fiscal cliff. BBC News.
Peter was 70. He left school at 16. He wanted to be an actor. Indeed, he appeared on stage when he was a young man with the Royal Shakespeare Company. He was very proud of that. He had a lovely voice. Here he is reading In Flanders Fields, written in 1915 by Lieutenant Colonel John McRae.
In Flanders Fields the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below.
Peter did not like the boss class, especially his own bosses, and he was never afraid to show it. He became something of a hero to the staff of this very programme in the late 70s, admittedly a different programme in those days, when he led a rebellion against the controller of Radio 4, no less. Libby Purvis, who was one of the presenters at the time, told us what happened.
The controller had done this ridiculous and utterly un-Radio 4 thing of cutting the Today programme in half and giving 2 25-minute lumps called Up to the Hour. It was a load of old floor sweepings. It was old bits of comedy records, unbelievably tedious extended trails.
And flute music.
Bits of nothing, little pointless bits of music. He thought it would make the news stand out and be more special because it wasn't just going on and on and on like you do these days and like we did afterwards. And we all hated this. The Today programme team, I was a reporter then, we were injured by this. We were full of stories we needed to tell and there was no space to tell them because of Up to the Hour wasting people's morning. And Peter, obviously, being a thinking man, felt the same way. And one morning, instead of saying, this is Peter Donaldson, and announcing, he said, this is Donald Peterson. And then he ran through everything that was on all the other networks, Radio 2, Radio 3, and then sort of said, sadly still, if you're stuck with Radio 4, I'm afraid it's Up to the Hour. And, of course, our outrage, the controller's special pet project insulted. There was a very strong feeling he was going to be sacked for this. And a great many of us on the Today programme made it very, very clear that we were going too. If anything bad happened to Peter, we were off. And it was a turnaround moment. I think it was one of the very few successful rebellions of the people ever to have taken place in the BBC. And Peter led it. He was our icon. We loved him.
And so did we, Libby, talking about Peter, and we shall hear more from him.
We've been reporting this morning the news of the death of Peter Donaldson, whose voice was simply one of the great pleasures of Radio 4, wasn't it? A voice of calm, measured authority, a voice that commanded attention, and yet carried with it a warmth and humanity, which in so many ways reflected the man himself.
Delirious Labour supporters have acclaimed Tony Blair, the man who's led them to the greatest election triumph in the party's history.
The coalition deal struck by the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats has been published in full. It includes plans for the part privatisation of Royal Mail. Tens of billions of pounds have been wiped off the value of shares across Europe. As worried investors sell up, finance ministers are meeting in Brussels.
Let's hear from Michael Green, who was the controller of Radio 4 in the late 80s and early 90s.
For me, there were two things going for him. First of all, that beautiful baritone voice. And that, allied to a huge intelligence and authority and a very calm presence at the microphone. It seemed to me that whatever you threw at him, he'd cope with it. And there was also, I think, a timelessness about his broadcasting. He was right for the Radio 4 of the 70s and the 80s and during my time. He was also right, I think. He was also very contemporary, sounded very contemporary, in the Radio 4 of the 2000s. And he seemed to straddle that 30, 40 years with consummate ease.
The voice of Michael Green. Let us turn to Brian Perkins, who was a colleague, close friend of Peter Donaldson, and is on the line now. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
Tell us, we know about his voice, and all of us can hear it still in our ears. Tell us about the man.
Well, I think that his voice, was a very enigmatic style, which I suppose upheld his belief that news reading shouldn't be too close to the subject and not to be too cosy towards as far as the listener was concerned. But anyhow, he was, as you say, he's a very good friend of mine, a long-standing colleague, getting on for 40 years, and obviously a brilliant broadcaster.
He had a sense of mischief, didn't he?
He certainly did. There was a little bit of the maverick in him. He was quite anarchic at times, particularly towards BBC management, which he didn't, I think, hold in very high regard. Yes. Over the years. He had all sorts of run-ins with them, particularly when the BBC went through a phase of initiatives to try to galvanise the staff, and they had fanciful names like Making It Happen, Safeguarding Trust, and another one, which I apologise for using a rather coarse word on your erudite programme, but the other one was called Cut the Crap.
Oh, I think you can get away with that word, Brian, as he would have done.
But anyhow, this was from Mr. Greg Dyke. And when Peter received his copy of this tome, Cut the Crap, he read the first 1.5 sentences and then tore it up and threw it into the waste paper bin. And then he sent Greg Dyke an email saying, Dear Mr. Dyke, I've taken your advice. I've cut the crap and put it in the waste paper bin.
Is it true, as Libby Purvis was suggesting earlier in the programme, that he was once nearly sacked?
He was. There was a programme which was, what's the phrase, dreamt up by Radio 4 management in the 70s, called Up to the Hour. And it was a kind of sugar-coated overture, if you like, to the Today programme, which in those days began at 7 o'clock. Mm. And the programme, Up to the Hour, was met with total disdain by most listeners and loathe by most of the people who actually had to put it together, and none more so than Peter himself. Mm. And on one memorable morning, he started the programme off by saying, "Good morning, this is Donald Peterson," and then went on to advise all his listeners to retune to various other radio stations. I think he included all the BBC stations. I don't know whether he included commercial stations, but whatever he did, he very nearly received an early retirement package.
Yeah, well, very nearly, but actually, of course, they kept him on because fundamentally he was just very, very, very good at the job, wasn't he?
Well, he was, and he, everybody rallied behind him, to his defence, and he was kept on ready to fight another battle with the management.
He was a kind bloke, wasn't he? I mean, one of the things I remember about him was his kindness, particularly to sort of new people who came in and came out of newsrooms. He had a sort of a sense of enjoying people, didn't he?
I think he did. He was in some ways gregarious, but in other ways perhaps a little bit reserved and almost shy. But I think that both those kind of qualities added together made him into a very sympathetic, manager or boss, whatever you like to call him. And he did, as you say, he was very sympathetic to people who were joining and doing the job for the first time.
He liked a pint, didn't he?
He certainly liked a pint. Well, he enjoyed life's liquids.
That's one way of putting it.
He enjoyed beer. He enjoyed beer, wine, and that spirit from north of the border. Not necessarily at the same time, but
but sometimes.
And the beard. No. What about the beard? It would appear and then it would disappear, and then he'd grow it for winter, and then he'd shave it off again. You never knew where you were with the beard.
I know. He began looking like the old man of the sea, for a time.
Yes.
And then the next day you'd see him and he would look clean-shaven and about 50 years younger.
He'd be amused, by the range of photographs of himself. Absolutely. That there are now on the internet. Absolutely. And in the papers later on in the day.
Oh, I wish he was still here to see it.
Brian, thanks very much for talking to us.
Okay. Thank you. We all loved him.
We
all
did
loved
indeed.
Him.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely right. And finally, what is it that makes a great newsreader? Not a good one, a great one. Maybe unanswerable, but I raised the question this morning, of course, because of the death of our old friend Peter Donaldson, and he was a great newsreader. Why? Well, his voice, obviously, rich and warm and resonant and without a trace of affectation. He'd been an actor as a very young man, but he didn't act the news. He understood what he was reading. Technically, he was pretty flawless, even though his timekeeping left a bit to be desired. If you thought that he was a little out of breath occasionally, it would have been because he'd forgotten what the time was and had to rush to the studio. Peter was human. That, maybe it sounds odd, was another strength. You could see him smiling when the story amused him. You could sense that he was moved when the story was sad. And as we've been hearing throughout the programme, he was fearless if he thought his bosses weren't up to the job and were damaging his precious Radio 4. When he challenged them, it was the other guy that blinked. And all of that helped Peter make Peter a wonderful human being and a wonderful friend. But a great newsreader? Yes, because Peter had something else. Authority. When he read the news, you trusted him. Which is why, when the government wanted someone to record a warning in case of a nuclear attack on this country, it was to Peter Donaldson that they turned. So let us end this programme with Peter's voice.
Stay calm and stay in your own house. We shall be on the air every hour on the hour. Stay tuned to this wavelength, but switch your radios off now to save your batteries. That is the end of this broadcast.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.